This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Syrian watchdog says the Islamic State has abducted 19 people, mostly civilians, in the center of war-torn Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the jihadists attacked regime forces before kidnapping 8 policemen and 11 civilians from a small village. ISIS fighters have ramped up attacks in recent months across central Syria's desert area to the eastern border with Iraq. The watchdog says it's the latest kidnapping in 2 years. It says it's the largest kidnapping in 2 years after the Islamic State lost its last patch of Syrian territory in March 2019. The United Nations says at least 56 people have been killed and more injured in 4 days of violence in Sudan's West Darfur region. The UN says thousands are fleeing the fighting, which has seen a power station destroyed, with at least one rocket-propelled grenade hitting a key hospital and another smashing into a UN compound. Clashes are pitting Arab groups against non-Arabs, sending people into neighboring Chad. Sudan's government has declared a state of emergency and deployed troops to West Darfur. The White House says all U.S. adults will be eligible for coronavirus vaccines by April 19th. That's 2 weeks quicker than President Joe Biden's May 1st deadline, citing rapid progress in all 50 states in the vaccine rollouts. Many states in the U.S. have been expanding eligibility beyond priority groups, including seniors and essential frontline workers. The White House says more than 3 million Americans on average are getting vaccinated every day. A Russian diplomat says initial talks to save the Iran nuclear deal were successful, though he says their salvage efforts will take time. Meetings between Iran and world powers are taking place in Vienna, with the U.S. joining indirectly for the first time since President Biden's arrival in the White House. This is VOA.